March 30, 1938. When sacrifices are made in goodwill, dear Jesus places in them his divine flavors, rendering them pleasant and lovable. How God created in them the passion for love. I feel myself in the arms of the divine fiat. Its love is so great that it feeds me with its light, and warms me with its heat. And if I am tired, it rocks me on its knees to give me rest, making me rise to new life. Divine will, how adorable you are! Only you can truly love me. In you, I find the refuge from all my evils. I was feeling oppressed by seeing that those who surround me suffer and make big sacrifices because of me. How painful it is to see others sacrificed. And my sweet Jesus, squeezing me in his arms in an act of compassion for me, all tenderness told me, "My poor daughter, courage. I don't want you to think about this. You must know that I can repay, and I know how to repay even the small sacrifices and attentions, and certainly the big ones. I count everything, and I do not leave even a breath done for me without reward. Even more, if these sacrifices are done for one who loves me, for one who wants to live in my will, I feel as if they were done for myself. So, in order for these sacrifices to be done in my will, I place in them my divine flavor, so that they may feel the taste and the pleasure in making these sacrifices, and the need for making them taste and pleasure and sacrifice. They are like the salt and spices for the food, like the grease for the wheels that could barely move, but once the grease has been applied, they can run. The divine taste empties the sacrifice, making it light and pleasant. This is the reason why, in our love, we created a holy passion, a taste and a pleasure that makes it impossible for us not to love the creature. It was this passion of love that made us feel the extreme need to prove our love for the creatures with our works. In fact, nobody begged us to create a heaven, a sun and many other things. After we created them, we looked at them and found so much taste and pleasure that, in our emphasis of love, we exclaimed, "How beautiful our works are! But we will receive more glory and more delight from them, when our works will give themselves to the creatures to love them and to make them love us." Then, to our passion of love and to the extreme need to love, more folly and delirium of love was added, to the extent that we could not remain satisfied only by our works. Love reached such an excess that we felt the need to give life as well. What did this necessity to love that I felt within me not make me do? It made me suffer unheard of pains, feel the most humiliating humiliations and even death, among atrocious spasms. But our passion of love is not satisfied if we do not let the creature participate in it. Therefore, in the sacrifices that we have her make, we create the holy passion, providing it with flavor and pleasure, to have her make the most beautiful conquests. This passion becomes ingenious, finding a thousand new forms, and it seems it cannot remain or live without being operative. If there is not a passion and taste for sacrifice even in holy works, it seems that these works are just painted, not alive. They have a coldness and an apathy that produce more disgust than savor, and maybe more evil than good. Therefore, my daughter, don't be concerned for the sacrifices that others make for you. Actually, I must tell you that they do it for me, not for you. And I will infuse so much grace, taste and pleasure so as to empty the sacrifice. Then, according to the love with which they will do it, I will pour myself into them, and as they make that sacrifice wanted by me, I will make my life grow within them. Isn't it, perhaps, my passion of love that makes me speak so much about my will in order to create, in man, the passion to live in my volition? By saying so much, I want to drown the human will with our divine flavors to the point of making it decide to live in my will, by virtue of the taste and happiness it feels. And then, can't you, yourself, tell how many flavors, contentments and joys I placed in the sacrificing state in which I put you? So, let it be done by your Jesus, who knows how to adjust the sacrifice and to make it lovable, easy, and even desirable. More so, since I add the strength, the support and the life of my own sacrifice to the sacrifice of the creature. I can say that my sacrifice takes the sacrifice of the creature on its lap, becoming guide, life and light for whoever wants to sacrifice himself for me.